Well, joining us now, a very special guest, PV Divya, the sister of PV Sindhu. Thanks very much, Divya, for being with us. Now, you must be right on top of the world. What does this moment mean to you and your family?
We're all very happy, Sindhu being the first Indian woman to have achieved this feat of having two Olympic medals to her credit. It's a big thing for us, and we're all very happy and proud of her.
And how tough was it for her to get ready to play this bronze medal playoff? I mean, it must have been tough mentally.
Yeah, she was a bit disappointed after her match yesterday, but when she called us, my dad spoke to her and he told her some mistakes of hers which she corrected very well in today's match. We asked her to forget what had happened yesterday and to treat it as a new day today and play with a very positive attitude. So I think she's done that, and she has won in straight two sets, so it's quite an achievement.
In fact, we've got your father joining us now as well, PV Sindhu's dad. Thanks, sir, very much for being with us. Absolutely, congratulations. What an incredible day. What does this feel like for you, the family? I mean, are you able to process it right now?
Sir, firstly, good evening, everybody. And I'm so glad, you know, these are highest achievement for a women athlete in the Olympics, winning back-to-back medals. And this is the hard work which she has put in all these 5 years. And, you know, thanks to all the supporting staff who have helped her, right from the sparring partners, Mr. Park, the Korean coach, and her physio, Ms. Evangelina, and fitness trainer, especially to mention, to maintain such a big fitness at the highest level is not so easy. And apart from that, I'm glad that the academy, Suchitra Academy, which have helped her in sparing the partners,
right,
players for regular practice sessions. And
but
all
sir,
this
tell
has
me
happened
about how
in
difficult
the
it would have been
government
for,
of for Telangana
Sindhu
Stadium.
Today. How difficult it would have been for Sindhu today, because bronze medal playoff, some say that mentally it's really tough after having had a tough time in the previous match, for her to be 120% focused. I think that was incredible, just the ability to come out there and play her game.
Yeah. You have asked the right question, because it is not that easy to come out of a, you know, loss yesterday, the final, where you are reaching the finals. But playing the, you know, losing semifinals is a big task and challenging. And see, you are not in a good mood also, because you have lost yesterday. But we have given her some motivational, you know, words to just forget that, because she has really played well and she has given her best. And I'm glad that she has come out of it very fast. And today, as you said, she was outstanding, and 120% she has given, and crashed He Bing Zhao, one of the trickiest player next to Tai Zhu Ying, yeah, in a straight sets.
Yeah. In fact, let me ask a question to Divya. Divya, it was a difficult match today. You know, Sindhu's opponent was extremely strong. So, Divya, what exactly were your thoughts as you saw this match?
Yeah, it was a difficult match, but I think she had this 2 to 3 points lead at every stage, that kind of helped her to be very positive, and that's how I think she kind of won it very easily in straight two sets.
Sir, let me ask you this. I think the way she played this match, and I watched every moment of it, was that she never allowed her opponent to play her game. Sindhu made sure that this entire match was played to Sindhu's strengths, and that's why she won. She didn't let her opponent slow down the pace, yeah, didn't let her opponent play her natural net game, which she was very adept at. Instead, Sindhu dictated the terms. Would you say that, in terms of strategy, was key?
Yeah. Yeah, that was correct, you know, as Divya rightly said. Because she is also a netball player, national player. So she has also played the sport and she has the knowledge of sport. So as Divya said, it is very much correct that she has dictated the pace and she never allowed Hibing Zhao to just recover and come back to her original game. That has really helped Sindhu to just win in two sets.
In fact, Divya, let me ask you this. Would you say that it was the way that Divya, I should say, Sindhu played, I mean, preventing her opponent from playing to her strengths? In other words, the strategy that won her the match today.
Yes, definitely. Sindhu has played very well today. And yesterday, I think, at 18 all in the first set, when she was playing with Thaizu, there were 2 points which went on to the net, and because of which she was a little bit disappointed. But I think today she played extremely very well, and this kind of helped her win the match.
So could you tell us a little bit about her coach, Mr. Park, who's been fantastic. It's such a great partnership. I mean, the coach has such an important role. Tell us a little bit about him, not just as a coach, but as a person, because it's that bond which takes sports, to the next level.
As a person, let me tell you about the Park. He is such a nice person, and he is only committed. He is so much focused, and he gave a tips to Sindhu before going for the tournament. That is 15 days before, because Sindhu always used to, lose her, she gets angry and she loses her focus on the match. Then before 15 days before we are leaving for the Olympics, I was listening to him. He was telling Sindhu, let the point go, not 1, 2, 3, 4, but I want you to be just keep focused, be calm, and play your game. That was the tip which really helped Sindhu. You might have seen Sindhu earlier. She used to lose her patience and attitude. She used to change her attitude and she used to lose the points. But the way the Park has given her the tips, and you have seen a drastic change, especially in defense and dribblings. This has really helped Sindhu to now play at this highest level of the sport.
Now, Divya, I believe Prime Minister Modi owes Sindhu some ice cream. Is that true?
Yeah. Just before going to the Olympics, Modi ji had a talk with all the Olympians, and when he spoke to Sindhu, he told her that he'll be having an ice cream with her when she wins the medal and comes back home. So yeah, hoping that'll take place very soon once she's back.
I'm sure that'll be a really big bowl of ice cream. But sir, does she have a favorite flavor of ice cream?
Sir?
Does she have a favorite flavor of ice cream?
No. See, she takes mostly chocolate ice cream, and of course, ice cream is an ice cream now. But those encouraging words from Prime Minister Modi ji means a lot, because these are the words which motivate the sports persons before going for the Olympics. And I'm so thrilled, Prime Minister sparing 1 hour of time, especially with the athletes and their parents, is an exemplary this thing, so to say. So hats off to our Prime Minister ji, Modi ji, for taking such a great decision and encouraging the not only the sports persons but the families and the entire nation.
Sir, you are I mean, you're our champion's dad. What is it about your daughter, Sindhu, that inspires you personally? What aspect of her?
No, her commitment, her never say no to the practice sessions, her dedication, her sincerity, and her hunger towards the sport to just give her the best what she can to the nation.
And Divya, what inspires you most about Sindhu?
She's very hardworking and and she's very plain at heart and soft-hearted. She doesn't get all that success and name and fame to her head. She's still the same Sindhu that I know as her sister. So that inspires me a lot, that she's very hardworking and plain at heart.
So Divya, will she be back for the next Olympics?
Yeah, so the next Olympics I think will be held in Paris, might be in another 3 years, because since this Olympics was delayed by 1 year, so hopefully she should be representing the country in the next Olympics as well, if she continues the same game and
I have no doubt that
the same way she works hard.
So Mr. Ramana, how is the family going to celebrate when she returns? I mean, what is it that you as a family do to celebrate victory, triumph? You've got two wonderful daughters. Both of them are champions in their own right. So how do you celebrate as a family? I mean,
Sindhu is very simple. So she never asks, I want this and that, all these things. She only maximum asks an ice cream or a biryani, Hyderabad biryani. She loves it. So when she comes back, so we will ask her. And we will definitely give and prepare of her choice.
And Mr. Ramana, dealing with pressure. Now, we saw Sindhu today, no pressure, lost a point, just got back to business, won the next one. How do you as a father, and how does Divya, how does your wife, how do you deal with the pressure of watching? It must be so difficult.
No. Really, I should appreciate Sindhu the way she has played today, without any pressure and focused. And we have seen that hunger that she should not lose this medal, though we lost gold and silver. The way she has played, and we are so happy and thrilled to watch her on screen with such a lovely moments, and without making a single mistake today. So that really helped her and to clinch this bronze medal and creating, as of now, a record in the country, winning two individual medals in two consecutive Olympics.
Absolutely incredible. I'd like to thank you both very much for being with us. Congratulations. I think the fact that you've been able to succeed so much as a dad in training or helping to train and encouraging your daughters, that you, sir, are very much somebody we should be thanking as a nation. So thank you, sir. Thank you very much indeed. And thank you, Divya, very much for being with us. We're going to quickly move on now to the other fantastic news in Indian sport today. Though I suspect my two guests might end up speaking about PV Sindhu as well. Hockey. We are in the semi-finals of Olympic hockey for the first time in more than 4 decades. We've beaten England 3-1. It was a difficult match. Don't let the scoreline make you believe that it was a very easy win for India. It was anything but that. Charu Sharma joins us, as does my former colleague and friend Nikhil Naz. So Charu, you want to talk about Sindhu or you want to talk about hockey? I mean, it's been a great day. So yeah, the choice is yours.
Well, both. I'm greedy. But I think her father, Ramana, and of course the sister have done a terrific job in giving us every side of the story. And I just want to repeat in 10 seconds, perhaps, that Sindhu's play is remarkably better than it was in the past. Now, she's won a silver in the past, only a bronze now. But as she's a far more complete player, terrific at the net. I mean, unbelievable gets at the net as well, and wonderful dribble and wonderful defense as well. So that's the part of a game. And stamina, too, she's picked up a lot on. And as her sister said, she still retains a very amiable personality. So it's great that good people still win. I mean, she's a wonderful example of sportspersons remaining humble and yet doing very well at the top level. Also, a very important point made by her sister is that the next Olympics is only 3 years away. Sindhu is still young enough to maybe get another medal. So that's all great news from Sindhu's aspect. We cannot, you know, people cannot imagine how difficult it is for somebody from India, a girl, to do what Sindhu's gone and done. Just fabulous.
Yeah.
About the hockey, you know, we don't want it to be so close and yet so far.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the good things after that defeat against Australia, for any team to come back and pick themselves up and march on the way the Indian team has. I mean, hats off. And of course, the quarterfinal win is a knockout situation. You know, one bad move and you're gone. This win against Great Britain, who are medalists, by the way, is fabulous as well. But, you know, what can I say? Now hopes are raised. In the semis, they meet Belgium, who are number two in the world, a very, very good team. And, you know, sometimes the most disappointing end to any tournament anywhere is fourth place. So I hope fervently that that doesn't happen, but it's a very good Indian team. There's no doubt about it. I mean, they're not finishing quite as well. I don't want to sound churlish, but, you know, goals are the key, and they've done very well against Britain. So hopes are raised. Nothing, I think, raises still the kind of nostalgic nationalism
that
as
Indian,
wins in
that,
hockey
that Indian
do.
Indian hockey does. Yes. I agree with you. Nikhil, you know, talk us through the you know, the prospects in the next match in a couple of days from now against Belgium. How do the two sides fare up?
Well, you know, Vishnu, had you asked me this question about a year ago, I would have said that India start is favorite. But now you'd have to say Belgium start is favorite. Primarily because, I mean, firstly, I was there in Rio to see India lose to Belgium in the, you know, quarterfinal. The same stage they came up against a Belgium side. I witnessed that game live in Rio. It was heartbreaking. 3-1. That Belgium team was far superior. They went on to lose the final to Argentina. Since then, they had a bit of a, you know, changeover of guard or change of guard in that sense, bringing in new players. So the next 3 years weren't really great for Belgium hockey right after Rio when they finished a silver medalist. But the last year, they've really turned it on when it comes to their game. They are the current, you know, holders as far as the FIH World League is concerned, which is like a year-long league. For my friends who are uninitiated to hockey, I draw a comparison to the World Test Championship, which you have, you know, teams playing each other. So the last one that we had, Belgium finished on top. So you could say currently they're the best team in the world. So you're up against the best team in the world. So that's a tough challenge for India. Having said that, what we've seen, Vishnu, in these you know, knockout games so far is that Belgium, which topped their group and were looking invincible, they almost had a heart attack today against the team that finished you know, fourth against third in the, I beg your pardon, in Spain, you know, which really gave them a fight. So, you know, things like that are going to be very crucial. We remember Australia finishing in top in our group, but then, you know, going down with a tough fight now to Holland, which went to the penalty corner, the penalty shootout in the end. So things can happen towards the end. But I think the one big change, Vishnu, in the Indian team is what the coach has really done, Graham Reid has really done. He's defied all the experts like ourselves who sit, these armchair experts that you might call, that he's left the experienced players out. He didn't take the guys that were really needed to be taken. He did all of that. He took a young team, but he focused on fitness. And I guess that's the mantra. Remember, he was the coach of the Australian team and they changed hockey. That probably is the mantra. And now it's paying dividends because now you have a match after a day's gap. You really need to be fit. And if there's one thing this Indian hockey team has done, is show that prime fitness. So I'd say on the day, anything is possible.
Charu, assess Team India going into the match against Belgium.
Oh, gosh, this is a terrible time to be churlish. But, you know, at times they don't defend quickly enough. And you saw against Australia, for instance, prime example, they were so quick on the counter and the Indians just couldn't get back. So we didn't have enough numbers in defense. And Australia scored a bunch of goals.
But we had the Great Wall of India, didn't we? Called Srijesh.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you wouldn't call him that against Australia, would you? But he's, of course, a fantastic keeper, no doubt about it. But he needs others to be around. I mean, you can't have free shots at the goal because the ball travels at a million miles an hour.
Yeah.
And the reaction time is, you know, much less than a quarter of a second. So it's unfair to have Srijesh alone in goal. I think on defense, we cannot allow people to come in from the side. In attack as well, you know, strangely, we keep trying to create these entrances from the corners as we do from the 0 degree. But that's not earning us enough. Our penalty corner conversion has been less than fantastic. So all these are areas that I'm sure Reid would be looking at, because if against a good team like Belgium or anybody else, you get a penalty corner, it's got to be like gold dust.
Right.
You've got to make it count. But unfortunately, you know, we've been a little low on that count as well. So chances against teams like Belgium are not going to be easy. And we have to work something clever in our penalty corners, because just that straight drag flick is a low percentage at this point of time. So, you know, these are two or three things that we need to really work on to shock the Belgians. Oh, my God, what is this now? No, so these new tactics need to be there. And the Indians, all I can say, Nikhil's right, they're far more fit than they've ever been before. They do a lot of running. But remember, the Belgians are fitter. So, you know, we need to put in that extra mile, or should we say, the Indians need to make this one like a final. It doesn't matter if we lose the final because they're so tired, but they have to leave nothing on the pitch against Belgium. It's got to be 100 million billion percent, or whatever, as my kids would say. Put everything into this match.
Right.
You know, fling yourself around, dive, whatever it takes. And don't worry about what will happen in the final if we've been to be tired. You know, you can't afford to lose now. It's a knockout. So, easier said than done, of course. Everything.
Nikhil, impact players for India going into the next match?
Plenty. Before I get to the impact play, one quick word, Vishnu. You know, one positive, I know a lot of people, you know, looking at today's result against Great Britain, I think the one positive that came about was the fact that you got three field goals. Now, the criticism that was coming India's way is now they have forgotten how to get you those field goals. They are getting only goals through the penalty corner with Harmanpreet there or somebody like a Rupinder Bob who was doing a great job in penalty corner. So you said, you know, Indian hockey has been Europeanized in that sense and they're going down that way. But today you saw three field goals, which is now very heartening going forward. You talk about impact players. I think with Belgium, once you get penalty corners, and that has been the one area that they've done really well. So Harmanpreet comes into play. You know, your captain Manpreet comes into play. Rupinder, how good he's going to be with penalty corner. And that one man, the great wall of India, as I call him, Srijesh. Today, things could have been different. There was that one complete quarter where Great Britain dominated. They had multiple chances. Had they scored at that time, India could have very well been out. I think the one thing, Vishnu, they need to guard against what they did today. Once they were 2-0 up, they went with that mentality you often see in football that, you know, park the bus. You don't want to score any more goals, just wait for the counter-attack. Today it worked because you got that third goal in a counter-attack, but you had loads of attacks then coming from Great Britain. I think you need to guard against this. Probably going forward, if you ever to lead, I think that aggressive, possession-based, high-impact hockey that India has been playing, they need to do that, whether you're playing Belgium, Australia, whatever you have.
Charu, last thoughts, 30, 40 seconds, go ahead.
Well, really, I mean, we'd be repeating ourselves, but, you know, hockey is still very close to a very large number of people in the country. I don't want, you know, any negativity here. And I don't want cynicism that, oh, my God, they came so close and lost. I think coming to this level itself is worthy of huge appreciation.
Yeah.
So if they do, God forbid, go down to Belgium, I hope the country rises as one to applaud the team rather than...
Yeah, we don't want any more bronze medal playoffs. There's been enough tension today with Sindhu's match and we don't want that again. We want this win tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow, day after tomorrow. Well, let's hope that happens. I'd like to thank you, gentlemen, very much for being with us. It's been a great day for Indian sport at the Olympics after such a long time. India in the men's hockey semi-finals, one win from a medal, two wins from a gold. Of course, PV Sindhu with a fantastic performance, winning bronze today, her second consecutive Olympic medal. Remember, she won silver last time, so it's been a great day for us. Hopefully, we can keep going. Remember, wrestling, where we have some real stars, hasn't even started as yet in the Olympics, so we'll be watching out for that as well. Out of time for now from all of us here. Goodbye.